Henry Grossman, and the book is called Places I Remember, My Time with the Beatles.
Now, the first time you shot the Beatles was in 1964.
The Beatles!
That's right. Time Magazine called. I was one of the photographers doing assignments for Time Magazine. And they said, Henry, please go to the Ed Sullivan Show. The Beatles are going to be performing there. So I went, and I recorded the scene as it was happening with all the people in line outside and waiting. And when we got inside, the people were waiting and screaming as soon as the Beatles appeared on stage. The screaming was so loud. It was incredible.
On that first assignment, what did you see when you looked through the viewfinder?
Of the Beatles? I saw these four guys with long hair playing, and Ringo on the drums. I didn't know his name was Ringo at that point. I found it out later that afternoon. They looked like they were having fun. I couldn't tell about their music. They looked like they were having fun. I had no opportunity to interact with them, although I did shoot some pictures afterward with the rest of the press. I went around behind them and shot the press shooting them and that kind of thing. Had really very little interaction with them. But there was a press conference that I went to, and that showed all the wit and charm and intelligence of the Beatles.
So you didn't have much interaction that first time. How did you get inside the Beatles' inner circle?
After the Ed Sullivan Show picture ran in Time magazine, the London Daily Mirror called, said, Henry, can you go next week to Atlantic City with them? So I went, spent the day with them in the hotel, and then photographed the concert in the evening. And the next year, the Daily Mirror called again and said, would you go to Nashville with our special reporter and photograph the Beatles for us? So I did. They were making Help. And after a week down there, I came back to New York. I had my film developed, showed it to Life magazine, and Life took one look at it and said, go back. So I went back, and I spent the rest of the shoot down in Nassau on Help, then flew to Austria with them. And when we were in Austria, during lunch one afternoon, George asked me if I could take some portraits of him and Patty when we got back to London. And I did. I arranged to meet them, went over. And George said, hey, after this, let's go over and visit John. So we went over to John's house, and I took some pictures at John's house. I didn't know that they had never even let a British photographer into their homes. I was there as a friend now. I knew them after 3 or 4 weeks.
Now, why do you think they felt so comfortable with you that they would let you photograph them in their most private moments with their family around them?
Neil, I didn't want anything from them. I was not looking to steal their time and steal their public persona. I was there as a photojournalist, and I was trying to get what was going on, sort of like a fly on the wall. And not that they tolerated me. They never asked me to stop or anything. I had no strictures put on me at all. Although, after the pictures ran in Life magazine, Brian Epstein called me from London and said, Henry, the pictures are being offered by Life in London for syndication. Please don't allow that, because we never had a British photographer in their homes. The next day, I got a telegraph cable from him saying, please disregard phone call. I've just seen the photos. May I have a set? So that was terrific.
And you had such close access to the Beatles until 1968. How is it possible that you have so many photos that nobody has ever seen before?
Neil, when Life magazine returned all my slides and negatives to me, I put them in my files. That was after they had been syndicated. And I was busy, a busy working photographer, doing assignments for Life magazine and Time magazine, Newsweek and the New York Times. And the week before, I was going to the White House. The week after, I was going to the Met to photograph dress rehearsals and then photographing Broadway shows as the official photographer and poets and authors. And so I had no time to do anything with them. I was busy working. 5 years ago, Brian Cahue and Kevin Ryan, we were working on a book. They call themselves Curvebender Publishing, curvebender.com. And they were working on a book called Recording the Beatles. And they came to me asking for a picture of Abbey Road recording session. And I had one. I brought out a slew of contact sheets. And they were amazed. They chose one. And then they came back to me the year later and said, Henry, we want to do a book of yours, of the Beatles. They said, you have the largest unseen collection photographs of the Beatles. And so that we started work on the first book was Kaleidoscope Eyes. It was just one night at Abbey Road, chronological order, about 220 pictures. And then they came back to me after that worked very nicely. So we started doing this other book, which is now a little heavy. It's about 13 pounds with about 1,000 pictures and 828 pages, I think it is.
Thank you, Henry Grossman. Your new book is called Places I Remember, My Time with the Beatles. You can see pictures at WTOP.com. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.